Life, Cultivating an Abandoned Place by Donald E. Skinner. The Reverend Ron Robinson, a Unitarian Universalist minister, is exploring a different kind of ministry, one based in the community rather than in a church building. Robinson's ministry, which provides a health care clinic, food pantry, library, clothing exchange, and other community services, is reaching far more people in Turley, Oklahoma, than the number that actually attend weekly worship services. We are going to where the people are rather than making the people come to us, he says. Turley, a suburb of Tulsa, was a thriving place until the 1960s when white flight and the movement of oil industry jobs out of Tulsa began Turley's long slide into economic and social decline. Today, many houses in Turley are vacant and abandoned. The once robust Main Street is down to a gas station, grocery, a pizza place that won't deliver, self-service laundry, car wash, and a collection of auto repair and salvage businesses. And yet, a hardy community exists here, but one that could use some help. Most younger residents have no health insurance and little health care. Most children qualify for free school lunches. Residents live, on average, 14 fewer years than people 5 miles south in Midtown Tulsa. Unemployment is twice the national average. In the middle of this, Robinson has established a third place, a community center that includes Turley's only library, several computers for public use, a free health clinic, food pantry, drop-in living room, and a place to get used clothing and household items. A third place refers to the fact that the center is neither home nor work. Robinson focuses his work on a 2-mile square area that includes unincorporated Turley and part of adjacent North Tulsa as well. On Sundays, Robinson draws 3 to 10 people to an informal worship service that might include a cappella hymns and readings from Singing the Living Tradition, brief Bible lessons, lessons from the life of Jesus, communion, and sometimes a video followed by a discussion. But this ministry is not about Sunday morning worship. The numbers that Robinson tracks are not membership, attendance, and pledging. Instead, he's interested in the number of people who come through his health clinic, the number of community groups he has partnered with, and the number of community events the center can sponsor. A third place, now almost 4 years old, is part of a growing missional movement in which people of faith focus their ministries externally rather than internally. Missional work involves taking resources that would traditionally be devoted to the maintenance of a building and developing programs for the benefit of a congregation and using those resources instead to develop and support external ministries. Robinson's ministries include helping provide health care for people who might otherwise have none, physically cleaning up neighborhoods, working to keep gangs out, providing nutrition education, and creating safe routes to schools and the community's one grocery store. To that end, Robinson spends a good part of each day out in the community, meeting with local and state groups that he partners with, checking on neighborhoods, and simply greeting people in the grocery and elsewhere. He wears a clerical collar much of the time. He has found that although Turley, North Tulsa, has a number of churches, most are open only on Sunday because their ministers are part-time. The collar identifies me as someone people can approach if they need a prayer or just a pastoral presence, he said. On any given day, the bed of Robinson's Nissan pickup is just as likely to hold a decrepit sofa that someone has dumped on a roadside as it is gardening tools and plants. He and his small band of leaders, neither followers nor congregants would be correct, often engage in guerrilla gardening, cutting weeds and brush when they threaten to take over public areas and planting flowers without permission along the streets. Not that anyone would really object. County crews eventually get to some of the weeds, but it can be months, Robinson says. He is joined in this work by anywhere from one to dozens of people. When a third place announced a plan to landscape an elementary school and put in a vegetable garden behind it, 40 people showed up to help. When we do things for the community, we get a big turnout, he said. When the center held a Halloween party last year, 200 came. A third place just completed the purchase of an overgrown city block it plans to turn into a demonstration vegetable garden food preparation area, as well as a park-like community gathering space. The center has attracted some partners. A third place leader who was on the faculty at Oklahoma University Tulsa connected a third place with graduate students in social work, community health, and urban design, who all needed places to do field work. That led to the creation of the health clinic and plans for the garden park. Robinson says the missional movement grew out of Christianity in the 1980s as some leaders watched the decline in many denominations of attendance and influence, and as more people began to identify themselves as unchurched. A shift began in some quarters from a come-to-us mentality to a go-to-them philosophy, which Robinson said is really how Christianity existed in its first several centuries. The missional church begins with service with and to others in the world, especially those who are very vulnerable, then forming a group for community and teaching, and only after that, worshiping together to refresh themselves for more service. Robinson, who identifies himself as a Unitarian Universalist Christian and who is executive director of the UU Christian Fellowship, an organization of UU Christians, said that in Turley he presents classic Universalist Christianity. He added, "It's definitely a liberation theology. The three R's, relocating to where people are struggling, redistribution of goods and justice, and reconciliation. We do the first two pretty well, and we need to be a lot better at the third." He said the Unitarian part of Unitarian Universalism doesn't fit as well culturally with what we're trying to do because people here identify it more with wealth and education. Universalism gives us our best connection. He added that when people in Turley press him whether he is Christian, he says, "Yes, but you don't have to be a Christian to be in our church." Then, if people have more questions, I talk about following Jesus and deeds, not creeds. People get that. The liberal church brings a needed perspective to missional work, he noted, by its affirmation of diverse religions, sexual orientations, genders, and ethnicities. That means we can channel our energies not into opposing these issues, but into the creation of relationships and communities of all kinds that reflect core progressive values. For 2 years before starting a third place, Robinson had a more traditional church in Turley, the Living Room Church, which was focused on weekly Sunday worship. Attendance was sparse. There were few people of color, even though 2/3 of the people in the Turley area are of color. We were identified as a small white church. Once we reinvented ourselves as a community center, 1/3 of the people who visited us were, and are, people of color. He'd like to see congregations of around 100 members try missional work. He says congregations of this size burn themselves out trying to reach enough members to support a full-time minister. If they were to reorganize themselves into groups of 8 to 10 people and go out and work in the community, they could have a big impact. And maybe that larger church just gets together once a month. He added, "Younger people especially are more inclined to want to be part of a smaller missional tribal group doing hands-on work. Rather than church planting, this is mission planting." Marcy Janitz, an occupational therapy assistant, grew up in Turley and moved back to take care of her mother. She is a regular with a third place. Unchurched for many years, she discovered Unitarian Universalism and attended All Souls Unitarian Church in Tulsa several times. Then a friend found the website for the church that Robinson had organized before founding a third place. I couldn't believe there was a UU church right here in Turley. Now she attends Robinson's Sunday services, stays for lunch, and often goes out with others after the service to work in the community. On a recent Sunday, her pickup, trucks can be an important tool in missional work, was one of those loaded with gardening supplies. I like the emphasis here on the teachings of Jesus, she said. To me, Turley epitomizes the places where Jesus would be. Timothy Nelson, an appliance repairman, said, For me, it's all about the activities and the extended family. I come for church, and then we usually do something in the community afterwards. It's a chance to be around other people and make Turley a little better. Bob Cooper attends a Baptist church, but supports a third place for civic reasons. My passion is supporting a safe and civil community, and that's what this place does. Robinson's partner in this ministry is his wife, Bonnie Ashing, a medical doctor who practices in Tulsa. When she's not on duty, Ashing can be found leading community events, pulling weeds, planting flowers, teaching nutrition, and supporting Turley's school children. One reason this couple chose Turley for their ministry is that they know it well. They met in kindergarten at the town's Cherokee Elementary School in 1959. One of a third place's key ministries is support for Cherokee. It has planted wildflower beds and a vegetable garden at the school, helped with a summer food program, taught nutrition, and removed graffiti from adjacent buildings. Ashing makes it possible for Robinson to work without a salary. Although she notes, I'm sure he'd find a way to do this even if he had to live on beans. Without a congregation to pay a minister, money can be a sticking point in missional work. Ministers tell me, I love what you're doing, but I can't take it on, said Robinson, noting, This work takes sacrifice and privilege. He said he hopes to eventually be able to draw a salary. A third place, which has an annual budget of around $21,000, primarily for rent and utilities, gets a third of its funds from its approximately seven pledging families. Another third comes from people who give irregularly and from donations for services at the center. The final third comes from grants from Christian and Jewish organizations and the University of Oklahoma. The latter helps fund and staff the medical clinic. A third place recently became a 501c3 organization, allowing it to receive tax-deductible contributions. A third place is preparing to move out of its rented storefront and into a home of its own. In December 2010, it completed the purchase of a long, vacant, 90-year-old 10,000-square-foot church building into which it will move all of its programs, using the building more like a community center than a church. This spring and summer, Robinson successfully raised $15,000 through appeals on Facebook and elsewhere to purchase the city block where the gardens will go. He is using that property and additional contributions to leverage the purchase of the church for $75,000. Living in places on the edge has its risks. The empty church building was vandalized before a third place took possession. Graffiti was spray-painted inside the church. A chandelier, door frames, and mirrors were destroyed, and stained glass windows were broken. Earlier, thieves removed garden plants and materials around town from a third place projects. That's just part of living and working in what's not really a policed area, Robinson said, and of our becoming more visible. It will all balance out. A third place has received some support from other UU congregations and individuals, including All Souls Unitarian Church and Church of the Restoration in Tulsa and First Unitarian Church in Oklahoma City. The Lawrence and Topeka UU Fellowships in Kansas have sent youth groups to help with projects. We hope to create more opportunities like that so that other congregations can learn about this kind of work, Robinson said. If he could look ahead 5 years, what does Robinson think he would see? I hope we'll have a fully functioning community center. I hope we've lengthened people's lifespans a little by providing health care. By then, I'll be 60, and we'll be training new leaders for the next generation. I know we're not going to complete this work quickly. It took several generations for Turley to decline, and it will take several for it to come back. We will take it one step at a time, knowing that small acts of justice done with great love change the world. Donald E. Skinner is a UU World contributing editor and editor of Interconnections. He is a member of Shawnee Mission Unitarian Universalist Church in Overland Park, Kansas.